Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you weren't 100% happy with the game the other night, but what the heck, you win. Some of that goes away, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Again, we won the game, and I think ultimately that's what matters. And it's really hard to put 60 minutes together. We all want to be a 60-minute team. But again, the other team has something to say about that.
You've had a lot of leads early on in the third. What does it take to finish a game?
Yeah, get one more goal, Schulte. However you get it done or however you do it, you just got to find another goal right there. It's just interesting, even if Owen Sillinger doesn't hit the post, now it ends up probably being a 5-2 game. But they get with 41 seconds to go, and it ends up going 4-3, and then you have dicey moments at the end.
You're 6-1 on the road. That's a scary good number. In your mind, what does it take to be good on the road? How does 6-1 happen?
Schulte, that's really a hard one to find, to be honest with you. I can't answer that question. I really can't. And you got to get timely goaltending. You have to get a little luck. And scoring first really does help, and winning special teams battles.
Your forwards were littered all over the score sheet the other night. The D, not so much. Before a lot of those goals were scored, Elias Rosen, his name got mentioned. He was moving the puck pretty well the other night, wasn't he?
He's playing good hockey right now. I've really been happy with Rosie's play over the course of the last 3 weeks.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. ASU's power play is so good, Tom. They were 0-4 on Wednesday. What'd you guys do well?
I think biggest thing is we were pretty good up ice, and we won some faceoffs. I think once you win a faceoff and get a clear, it helps so much, because you get two breakouts on one sequence, and it's hard because you run out of gas a little bit. But I think that's the biggest thing. Again, good faceoff percentage on the kill, and you're good up ice. You minimize time in the zone.
Key to playing against any team with a really good power play is don't take penalties. How'd the too many men penalties happen?
Guys just went out for the wrong guys.
The last destination trip you guys took was in 17-18 to Princeton. Went to the 9/11 Memorial. That was a really cool trip. This trip has been, to me, all about the weather and enjoying hockey season and temperatures you don't always get. How does 80 degrees change a mindset on a trip?
Well, 80 degrees does that. Absolutely.
Guys are enjoying themselves, but yet this trip has been about weather and hockey, not about a bunch of other stuff, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we haven't went anywhere. We just take advantage of the nice environment you're in, and we've obviously tried to send the message from day one that it's a business trip. You try to do that as a coach. Everything is not only psychological, but again, big picture, and so far so good.
These games are played with just one media timeout per period. How does that change the game?
Well, you have to play four lines more. You got to play more people. You can get away with really having a short bench with three TV timeouts. Just the way it's set up that way.
In your mind, should every game be played under the same umbrella, the same rules?
It doesn't matter to me. I just think again that there's different reasons for why. And I just think again, whatever's dealt, whatever hand you're dealt, if it's three T